But I'm not replying to the points made. I'm just going to go back to where we started on matters of disclosure. We referred to disclosure at the beginning of this three-week period. We would ask that you, with your panel members, consider before the next hearing dates, working backwards from those dates and giving final lines as to when disclosure must be complete. Now, that's not to say that exceptionally documents can't be disclosed at a later stage. We're all very used to that. But it should not be that we have, as we've had through these 3 weeks, disclosure every night, I think it's much more the exception rather than the rule that we've had nights without that. And secondly, in relation to matters today, we've had now the report from the Royal Commission in Australia. Having had a little bit of time to look through the recommendations, I think it's at pages 50 to 60, it seems to me that the panel would profit from considering the questions raised there that particularly refer to canon law and the difficulties that they pose in child protection. And if the panel does come to that conclusion, it might be that there should be further consideration in something like a preliminary hearing or submissions being asked